Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I want to start by pointing out how stupid I am. So I pivoted in the middle of that, as we say, in the middle of our conversation with Cappy. And then I didn't know what I was pivoting to.
Yeah, that was evident.
And said earlier today we talked about Tom Brady and Giselle Bundchen, which we never had.
Yeah, we didn't.
But it's on the page, so I thought I would do it. But yeah, sometimes I get a little lost in the show.
You know,
we all could hear it.
It's a high wire. Could you tell I was lost?
Oh,
yeah, totally.
Yeah,
totally
it's
terrible.
It's fairly easy to tell when you're lost. Although I'd rather have the conversation about the underwear you guys were having.
Oh,
I think that's a more fascinating.
How's your underwear?
I mean, listen, the elastic is obvious.
The elastic is just the sure thing play.
Right. But I'll tell you this, a hole or two, depending on what region it's in,
yeah.
If it's in the lower nether region, like it's a little AC, I look at it, you know?
Nah. But gets holes, it's out.
Well, you said even frayed. Frayed out.
If
one little string is out of place?
Oh, yeah.
I have underwear that I bet is a decade old.
All yeah, right. I would agree. Me too.
I mean, yeah. Honestly, underwear lasts a long time.
It does.
I've recently gotten on one of those, like a Dollar Shave Club kind of a thing where they send you razors every
yeah, right,
or whatever.
Right. Yeah, I've sure. seen that.
Right. I've recently gotten onto one where I want to say like every 2 months, they send me three new pairs of panties.
You call your underwear panties?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so you get three new pairs of panties every how long?
I'd say it's like every 2 months.
Okay, and what is that, the panty club? What is that?
No, it's actually...
join the panty club with Cappy?
You guys, you've heard of this company. I hate to give them just free airtime, but you've heard of the company Manscaped where,
they're
all that kind of stuff, right? So they have got, I don't know if you guys have a preferred pair of underwear, but they've got the best underwear going.
Mm.
I know it sounds kind of weird because they're more like a shaving kind of a thing.
Yes, they are.
They got the best underwear. And so I just
do they really? Because I remember, you know, there was a guy who used to work at our company that used to be on this station many years ago. He used to talk about this Tommy John underwear.
Uh-huh.
I got one once and it was free.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is not comfortable underwear. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, no, I would not give them the free airtime right now. If this is a personal thing, it's not a paid endorsement. Mm. So, great. Love their underwear.
I want to point something out, Cappy. This is about you and me.
Yeah?
So, Boss Amanda was in the studio a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about photos that you and I have put on social media. And mm-hmm. she says we are both creepy.
which photo of yours and which photo of mine do you think is creepy?
The photo of mine was the famous, first of all, there was the naked waterfall picture, but most recently it was the jacuzzi picture last week that caused all kinds of, and yours, I mean, you're just, everything you put out there is like, you're naked with the Super Bowl trophy, you've got all kinds of weird stuff, but I don't consider it to be creepy.
So George knows this and he advised me not to use this picture.
Okay.
Yeah.
But the night of the Mandy's,
mm-hmm.
Rachel and I were back in the hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
I know this story now. As soon as you said what it was.
So Rachel and I are back in the hotel room that night, and I decide to put on the hat I was wearing in the Mandy's pre-show and my sunglasses, and I take a naked picture with all three of the Mandy's.
Really?
Yep.
And that is creepy.
And well, now hold on.
That sounds like something you would do, Mace.
Right. But I thought it was a very postable
Wait,
picture.
Can we stop for John actually literally just saying, I don't know, Mace, that sounds just like you.
Doesn't it?
It doesn't sound like me. I would not take a picture with three naked.
Bergman, if I told you someone took a picture naked with a hat and three Mandy's, it would either be Cap or Mason, right? There's no other people that could possibly be.
Yes, there's nobody else that could.
But do you think I would ever do that?
Yes,
clearly. No, I would not.
Yes, you would.
What's in between that and a naked waterfall picture?
That was nature. That was a nature shot.
Oh,
yeah, nature. Exactly.
That was a
this
nature
was nature.
Shot.
This was natural.
Plus, I could not take a picture naked with three Mandy's because I only won two.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
So here I was in the room. I took a picture with these three Mandy's butt naked.
Yep. Good for you.
And I come in to show it to Sonano. I go, hey, George, check this out, man. And he looks at it, and I go, can I post this? And then George takes his fingers and, like, expands the picture on the phone. And he's like, no, you can't post this. Cannot post it. I'm like, why nope. not?
Yeah, you did you not post it?
I did not post it.
You should post it. Why, why wouldn't he post it?
Oh, no.
Why?
There's a reflection off the Mandy.
Oh, well, then no.
I thought it was more because you didn't think that I was properly...
No, if there's a reflection off the trophy, then yeah, no.
Well, there's a reflection, and you could see that the reflection is also means you're not using your manscaper or whatever you
right.
were using.
Oh, that was the bigger issue. Is that?
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah. And then somebody said, well, why don't you just like Photoshop it a little bit and clean up on the sides? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I just don't know how to do that.
Hey, didn't you do the Chargers game, didn't you?
Oh, I did.
Oh,
it was,
God.
Can
you believe that?
Fascinating to be there.
Yeah. What was it like?
They were booing early on in that one, man. That thing was not, I would say by like the second quarter, people were not thrilled at the way things were going.
Was it full?
It only got worse.
Was it full?
No. No, it was not full.
It was not full. And so the Charger fans were booing their own team, not taking into account that Justin Herbert is playing hurt.
No, I think some of it was just like, I don't think they were booing Justin Herbert. I think they were booing like the defense, you know, because they were giving up like points left and right. Now, part of that was also Joey Bosa got dinged up. J.C. Jackson was hurt. I mean, they are a mash unit right now. I'll tell you this, but their defense still, despite that, just could not stop the Jags. And look, the Jags are good. They're not this pushover, and it goes to show you
how bad Urban Meyer was.
Oh my God, Mace! When I tell you, and John, you got to hear this, because you know you guys have been around, and Cappy, you've been around forever, so you know when you talk to people in organizations and like. If somebody gets let go, yeah, usually you'll have like a couple people say like, yeah, it wasn't that great when he was around. But there's always someone to be like, ah, you know, there's some positives from their time, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. Zero positives from anybody who was a carryover
really?
From last year with Urban Meyer.
Yeah, I believe
at least
it.
The people
not
I
surprised.
Spoke to.
Can't say I'm surprised. I mean,
oh,
right?
My God.
I mean, like the guy who reported the story last year that he comes up to him, he's stretching out on the ground and he kicks him. He's like, hey, what are you doing, man? He's like, hey, I'm the ball coach. I'll do whatever I want.
That was the kicker guy, right?
Yeah, Josh Lambeau. Yeah,
Josh Lambeau. He had a lawsuit. Did he win it?
I don't know.
And here's the thing. Urban Meyer will still allegedly, according to sources, allegedly will still not take blame for anything that happened there.
Is that right? He won't take any blame?
Yeah.
Well, who?
It was everybody else's fault, according to the people.
Yeah. Keyshawn's like, he should coach at Nebraska. I would not want any part of Urban Meyer.
I mean, if you're Nebraska, you're probably desperate enough. They've been really bad for a long time. Not like even like, you know, like USC has been like, you know, they've had like one or two bad seasons, but mostly they've been just kind of middle of the pack. Like Nebraska's just been really bad for like 20 years, pretty much.
Somebody in the mafia says that I always start sentences with, I always, and by the way, I do use by the way a lot.
That's by the way, is, but by the way is a good one when we're having like a 4-person conversation.
Yeah.
I feel like it's normal.
Yeah, Jorge said, I tried to make that BTW at one point. I tried to make that an initials thing, but nobody would go for it. BTW.
John, were you at Media Day today?
I was not.
Oh, I'm surprised. It's right down the street from you.
Yeah, it was. It ran right up against our show, so I had to be here. Mm-hmm. I had to be downtown.
Yeah, so Travis and Slewa did the whole
Travis and
Slewa
did all of it.
Any major fireworks today?
Oh,
I mean, other than
God.
The Russ press conference?
Yeah, no, nothing. Nothing.
No fireworks?
What's weird is, yeah, there were no fireworks. LeBron... did Spectrum, but didn't do our station. But he seemed not like happy LeBron. Do you think
what
he seemed
be?
Like happy LeBron? Well, I mean, it's the beginning, right? It's a fresh start. We're starting this thing over again. It's Sisyphus.
But you kind of know if you're
boulder at the bottom of the hill.
You're about to be 38 years old. You kind of know when you have a team that can win or not.
So you feel like that's the element. You don't believe this team can win at all?
This current iteration?
Yes, this current iteration.
Oh, hell no.
Come on, George. Be positive. Come
on. What's the best case, according to George Stano, what's the best case scenario?
I mean, am I guaranteeing relative health for everybody else?
Yes. Let's say we're getting 65 games out of LeBron and 65 games out of AD.
Well, no, but am I also getting, like, relative health from, like, the Suns and the Clippers and the Grizzlies and the Warriors
yes,
and all those
you're getting
guys?
Relative health.
They're like the fifth or sixth best team
well,
at best.
That, I
at
like
best.
That. Fifth sounds good.
Yeah.
Fourth sounds better.
I'm hearing what I want to hear.
Yeah.
Fifth, five seed. It's not bad.
At best.
So that's the upside. Now, the one thing I took away from this is I listened to Travis and Sliwa a lot today. First of all, Darvin Ham is just like a badass in control.
Great.
I mean, he's fantastic. And then Patrick Beverly is the best interview on the team. He was fantastic. Yeah. Really, really funny.
The butt in national television.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Where was that?
I've told John that story before. I did a Clipper game a couple years ago, and he said, you're looking fly, swaggy boy. And he slapped me on the butt and says, slapped me on the butt one hand, pinched my tie with the other and walked away.
Nice.
Nice. I like that.
I mean, it's not Shaq cursing on air with John, but,
But it's in the ballpark.
No, I guess it's really not.
Come on, man. I guess it's really not.
Hey, listen, if LeBron is healthy all season and AD is healthy all season, which I know these are monster ifs.
Right, those are big ifs.
But if AD is healthy all season, come on, that's the best they can be as fifth. Come on.
I'm with Cappy. I think if you get relative health from LeBron and AD, and I'm thinking 65 games, which is a pretty good number, more than last year.
You think they're better than the Warriors?
No. I think I do think they're a top four seed with a crack at
the Grizzlies?
No, they're not as good. The Grizzlies are on the come.
Okay. The Suns?
No, not the Suns.
Denver Nuggets?
I think we can be on par with the Denver Nuggets.
Clippers.
I hate the Clippers.
Yeah, but they're going to be better than the Lakers.
We'll see.
Okay.
John Ireland, come on. What do you think about this? I mean, come on, man.
82-0, Cap.
There you go.
17-0 now for the Raiders, although that's not working out so well. For
yeah, 0-3. By the way, they're dead, right? You don't recover from 0-3.
We got plenty of time to talk about them. But the your Rams, where are they?
Yes.
They're not very good either.
No, I disagree. We played some defense yesterday. Matthew Stafford avoided interceptions. Cam Akers, although he did have the fumble at the goal line, also ran for a touchdown. Looked really good in that game. It was a game that was quiet for Cooper Kupp. He did have the touchdown run. But for the most part, I thought defensively they controlled that game. And at no point did I think, Arizona's going to win.
Yeah, but, I mean, think about Arizona for a second. The week before, they made this monster comeback against the Raiders. We weren't really sure how good the Raiders or how bad the Raiders were, but the week before in week one, they lost to the Chargers, which everybody had as a Super Bowl contender. Now we find out that the Chargers are all beat up already, no surprise. The Raiders are terrible. Arizona made that big comeback against a terrible team, and the Rams didn't really play a very good game at all against a subpar Arizona team. So
In first place in the NFC West. Win in advance.
Listen, winning is the most important thing because I'll tell you this. Like Denver, for example. George, I saw your tweet last night that this Sunday Night Football game, the word you used was putrid.
It was awful.
Putrid.
Horrible.
Yeah, it was pretty terrible.
But Denver's 2-1 also.
What was it, like 7-5 at one point?
No, I think it was
8-6?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It was a baseball score. It was the weirdest damn thing. It was a terrible game. And by the way, Denver Bronco fans started booing early in that game with Russell Wilson on the field. I'm like, you just got a potentially transformational quarterback. Who are you booing?
They're booing Nathaniel Hackett, who's a hack.
He's got a babysitter upstairs who's telling him how to manage the game so things are better.
Yeah. All right, wait a second.
Nathaniel Hackett is going to be a one-hit wonder. He's going to be the coach who coaches one year. He's going to get fired. By the way, it was National One-Hit Wonder Day yesterday, so that actually worked out.
Oh, nice.
Which is your favorite one-hit wonder? What's your go-to one-hit wonder? If it plays in the car, you're cranking up the volume.
Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine.
Love that song. That's a good one.
Somebody tried to fix me up on a date with Katrina from Katrina and the Waves.
Who would do that?
Well, she would have been in for a surprise.
I was a program director in Toledo, and we added that record, and we went to a Katrina and the Waves concert where they performed their one song. And afterwards, the music guy was like, you got to meet Katrina. I think you'd really hit it off. I'm like, no.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
For me, it's Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Come on, Eileen.
So VH1 did a list. Cappy and I talked about this the other day because we stumbled upon this, not because we knew it was the day over the weekend. So Dexy's Midnight Runners, number 3, Come On, Eileen, on the best one-hit wonders list of VH1.
That's number 3.
Yeah. Do you want to guess the number one? I'll let you guys guess number one.
How about the Buggles video killed the radio star?
All right, John?
I'm going to go Taco Putting on the Ritz.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Both are very good. Both in the top 100, but not the number one. Greg, do you want to guess?
You already said Dexy's Midnight Runner,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. That was number three.
Macarena.
Greg Bergman with the victory. No,
nice.
One-hit wonder. The Macarena from Los Del Rio. Yeah.
They used to do a marathon down in San Diego, a one-hit wonder marathon. Cappy, do you know about that?
No, I don't know about
that. Yeah, where they'd have a one-hit wonder band at the water stops, so that when you were running the marathon, you would run by and the one-hit wonder would be playing. You'd grab your water and you'd keep going, but it was the one-hit wonder marathon. I can't believe you never heard of that.
The top 10 is actually pretty good. Number 10 on this list on VH1's one-hit wonders was 99 Luft Balloons. Is
99 Luft Balloons. It's the only German hit we've ever had. I think it was German, wasn't it?
It is German, yes. Yeah. Number 9, Gerardo. Remember Rico Suave?
Yes.
Too Sexy.
I'm Too Sexy is number 4. Aha, Take On Me. Great video. Number 7, Vanilla Ice, Ice Ice Baby. Sure. Which Jacob and Ronnie guessed the other day. Yeah. He texted us. He guessed that one the other day. The Baja Man, number 6. Who Let the Dogs Out?
Bahamian.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic.
I mean, that's a stadium arena classic for sure. Yeah. I mean, you've heard that a million times at a game.
That marathon, by the way, is called Run Hit Wonder.
Never heard
of
it.
And
the last time they did it at the rest stops or the water stops, it was Flock of Seagulls, Devo, General Public, Tone Loc, Tommy Two Tone. They played at the water breaks during the Run Hit Wonder in San Diego. It looks like hasn't been done in a couple of years, but it's a funny bit.
867-5309.
The last two that I didn't mention, number 5, Tony Basil, Mickey. Mickey, you're so fine, you blow my mind. And number 2, Soft Cell, Tainted Love.
Soft Cell, Tainted Love.
Big hit.
That was a great
tainted
record.
Tainted Love.
Yeah, that was a great record.
Still gets a lot of play at bars if you go to a bar. Occasionally.
Tainted Love.
Ireland's giving me the rap sign.
Oh, really? Because it's 4:12?
It's 4:12 and 15 seconds. We've given you 15 bonus seconds.
Wow.
Sadly, I have to go to the gym and work out for the first time in a few weeks.
You go to the gym?
I do, yeah. I even have a trainer.
Come on.
What?
Yeah, I have a trainer.
Today?
This is amazing.
His name is Trinidad. He has no idea who I am, which I love.
And Tobago?
No, just Trinidad. He has no idea who I am. And we have nothing in common. There's nothing to talk about at all.
Oh, we need video of this. We should send the social team out with you.
Oh, to the gym?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me a couple of weeks, will you?
All right, boys.
Video team. All right, we're back tomorrow at 1. Coming up next for you, lots of stupidity with Shidano and Cappy. Your drive home is next, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's right, allowed.
Shana Tova, by the way.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, Shana Tova.
Shana Tova to all who are observing. Today's Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah. Good Jew that I am. Yeah. And, last night, that was me, man. I was watching the football game with the volume down.
Yeah.
And I was watching my rabbi on my computer.
Isn't that
at a service
slightly
that
sacrilegious? To have the
I was just
going to
say,
streaming
also,
temple?
You were watching, it looked like you were watching him on an iPad, which is like really small, and like you had the huge football game on the back.
Right.
And your daughter was next to you, so you're really giving her a great example of what to do.
Well, I know. It was like, she's like, Dad, can we go to synagogue tonight? And I'm like, yeah, we could, or we could stay home, have dinner together, watch the service on the computer, and then watch the football game. She's like, okay, let's do that. I know. This is not the way I was brought up, man. You know, but I've become a West Coast Hebrew. That's all I can tell you.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
you know,
I do.
Chris, do you have a favorite one-hit wonders? As we were
I thought you were going to ask me something Hebrew related, but
no.
You know what year it is? The new year.
I don't know. What is the new year?
I don't know. 5700 something.
Is it? This is the one where you blow the chauffeur, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, yeah.
Tequila.
It's 5783.
Thank you, George.
Oh, 5783 is going to be our best year yet.
No
on this
doubt
show.
About it.
On
no
this
doubt.
Show. Yep. Favorite hit, one-hit wonder. I like a little Yacht Rock when we go that way. And oh, Mace is rolling his eyes at me. You're going to get a lot of Yacht Rock tomorrow. I do like Gino Vanelli. I Just Want to Stop or Baby Come Back by Player.
Baby Come Back.
Baby Come Back.
You can blame it all on me.
There's nothing.
By the way,
speaking
of Mace, I think my plan worked in the mafia because it has turned sour in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Well, there was one guy in our community who said he had to leave.
Yeah, he said he left.
I'm done.
Yeah, he couldn't take it anymore.
Right.
Jeez.
Don't worry. For positivity and love, come to the Sedano and Cap Circle of Trust. We'll see you tomorrow, Mace.
See you, man.
Later, Mace. Get in your car. Hurry up. We got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yes, it's an Overreaction Monday.
It is an Overreaction Monday. Speaking of which, Overreaction Monday, you ready?
Yeah.
Chris, I know you love this stuff. Ready? Cappy, you ready?
Yep.
Either Josh McDaniel or Derek Carr will not be with the Raiders by the end of the season. One or the other.
Okay. I will meet your Raiders overreaction with a Charger overreaction. Brandon Staley will be the first coach fired this season.
Overreaction Monday.
There it is, Christopher. Thank you.
That's what we need. We need a drop. Just like
It just needs constant, like, Overreaction Monday.
Well, when you say that it's either the coach or the quarterback, I mean, I just think they're going to have a real hard time getting rid of the quarterback, given the contract extension they just gave him.
Well, if they cut him at the end of this year, it's only a $5 million dead cap hit. We talked about that the other day.
Yeah, but McDaniels, they just hired him, and they're still probably, well, I guess
well,
they
had
fired
a closed door meeting with the owner. That's never good.
Oh, please. Like, I mean, like Mark Davis is going to tell him what to do tell him what to do in terms
checks,
of football. Yeah, but I mean, listen, I'll say this. We come into this season, George, what did everybody say? The AFC West is the best division in football, right?
Correct.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Between Josh McDaniel, Nathaniel Hackett, and Brandon Staley, do you think all three of those guys will be on the sideline next year as a head coach for their respective teams?
All three? No. I think Hackett is gone.
Okay, so you think Hackett, who's got a 2-1 team, as bad as they've looked,
he's terrible.
Okay. They're 2-1.
I don't care.
I mean, I thought that Brandon Staley yesterday had no guts at all.
How about we, okay.
Well, it's just my overreaction, that's all.
Yeah.
Overreaction Monday.
Yeah.
How was the broadcast? I mean, I listened to quite a bit of it yesterday, but I mean, from your perspective.
Wait, but let's stay on the Raiders. I want to talk about the Raiders here
for a second.
Keep going.
Just, my mind is everywhere
all
today.
Around?
My scatterbrain today.
I mean, geez, for the love of God, we have a rundown. Lindsay did a nice job. She, like, wrote some stuff out.
All right. Go ahead.
I mean, let's talk about this.
All right, go ahead.
Because Davante Adams sitting here, like, do you think Davante Adams, like, if I was Davante Adams, I'd be like, man, I probably should have taken a little less money and just stayed with the Packers.
Mm-hmm. Wanted to be with his best friend, though, my BFF. Wanted to be with Derek Carr.
Did he want to be with his BFF, or do you think the money played a factor there, too?
I think both.
Yeah.
I think both.
Because this thing is a disaster. Because you and I talked about how Josh McDaniel last week, we were literally saying, like, you know, are we so sure about him? Like, that run in Denver wasn't all that great.
We also said that, and this is not exactly us coming up with it, it's pretty much fact, that none of the coaches that have come from the Belichick tree have ever really done much.
Yeah, I mean, only if you count Saban in college, that's it.
But I don't. I'm talking about guys in the NFL.
Right.
Davante Adams, so far this year, I mean, yeah, he's caught a few touchdown passes, but it has not gone anywhere near what he and Derek Carr expected this thing to be.
They look terrible. And Chandler Jones does not look good. Like, none of this is working out for the Raiders. The Raiders on paper had a much better team than they were last year. But by the way, we did also say that is still possible and they could be way worse record-wise. And that is, at least that part of it has bared itself out, at least to this point.
I actually thought going into the season at one point, I was like, okay, Derek Carr, Davante Adams, Darren Waller, like as I look around Hunter Renfro, as I looked at their skill position guys, I actually thought there was a case to be made. They may have the best skill position guys in total in the entire division. And a guy like Darren Waller, I know you were probably prepping yesterday for the game, but and I don't know how much of it, you know, maybe you went back and watched the whole thing. Dude, ball hits you right in the hands on the goal line. You are a guy who just recently got paid. They expect big things from you. And I listen, guys drop passes all the time.
Yeah.
But this is a clutch situation. Ball hits you right in the fingers, and you can't make that catch. Ball gets popped up and gets picked off in the end zone. I mean, I can blame a lot of things on Derek Carr, not that one.
Yeah. Are you calling Darren Waller a butterfingers?
Saying that the guy had a great opportunity to make a play, and he failed his team.
I mean, just say it. You're a butterfingers, bro.
I mean, that would be like saying Travis Kelce's a butterfingers because he also dropped the touchdown pass yesterday.
I'm just saying, I feel like this is your move. Like, that's your, like, this is what we pay you the big bucks for.
Really?
For that Kelce? Kind of analysis. That's what I want from you.
Okay. Well, I'll just tell you this. Overreaction Monday?
Yeah.
Darren Waller? Bust. How's that for an overreaction?
I mean, that seems absurd.
I mean, but it's an overreaction.
I mean, you could have said butterfingers in one, you know, for one, you know, not yeah. Bust. Like, no one's actually thinking he's a bust.
This Raiders season at 0-3 right now, they are in monster tailspin trouble right here. I mean, this thing could spiral down the toilet in 2 seconds if it hasn't already.
Yeah, the Raiders are not good, bro.
I don't know why you picked them on Friday.
I did that to, honestly. So you want to know why I did that?
I mean, I can take a guess.
Good. Why?
I mean, were you sucking up to the Raider fans?
No, I did it for one reason alone, content. Oh. Because if they win, right, if they did cover and I look great, then it's like, all right, Raiders have turned the corner because I picked them. And now that they've lost, it's like, you guys deserve to lose every damn game now because you made me look bad. Mm. I tried. We get called the Raider hater show. And I tried to extend an olive branch. I gave them the highest praise possible in our picks against the spread segment. And they absolutely let us down. So you know what? Now, you guys are done. It's over. No more.
Do you realize that Tennessee yesterday did not score in the second half?
Yes, I did realize.
Okay, so they scored 24 points in the first half.
They did.
It was a 24-10 game. Mm-hmm. And they did not put points on the board in the second half. And
correct.
The Raiders still had a chance to possibly tie that game. And they couldn't get it done. And you're a team at home with as good as Tennessee looked in the first half. Nothing, zero, goose egg in the second half, and the Raiders couldn't find a way. They're a disaster. They are a mess. Closed-door meeting between the owner and the coach. That'll help. That ought to get things turned around.
Well, that's not, what do you want him to do? They're 0-3. Like, would you prefer the owner not have a conversation with his coach?
Well, let me ask you this. If Gruden were still the head coach, you think that Mark Davis would have that closed-door meeting with Gruden? Or
yeah,
is this a young coach?
No, he'd probably still have a meeting like, yo, John, why are we 0-3?
Because we stink.
Okay. Well, kind of like, how does that work? How are we this bad? I just spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
How about we do that? You want to do role play?
Okay, go ahead. Who do you want to be, Mark Davis or you want to be?
Yeah, I'll be Mark Davis. You can be Josh McDaniel.
Oh, okay. Because I like Mark Davis.
You
want to
be Mark Davis?
Yeah, I like the hair. Okay. Now, go ahead. You be Mark Davis.
Okay. Josh, tough one today. So, you know, what's going on here, man?
Listen, Mark, you know, respectfully, I tried to explain this to you when I got the job. Derek Carr is not going to lead us to a Super Bowl. That was my opinion when we got here, and it's still my opinion.
Wait, but you on your press conference, you said that, you know, you felt like it was a good match, and that's why you took the job. Like, you're saying all that was a lie?
Yeah, that's pretty much an exaggeration because I wanted the job, that's right. And I was hoping that you guys weren't going to give him this big extension that you did. And that's just one of our many problems, by the way. Mark.
Hmm. And what are some of the other problems there?
Kind of like inability to really run the ball effectively.
Right.
We gave a lot of money to a tight end.
We just brought in that kid from New England, Brandon Bolden or whatever, that you had. Like, you wanted him. Like,
yeah,
we brought him in.
Yeah, well, I got to work him into the offense a little bit more here.
Yeah.
We gave our tight end a lot of money. Did you see what he did at the goal line? Because the ball hit him right in the hands. Can't
catch
the ball.
Yeah, he's a butterfingers, that kid.
Yeah, can't catch.
Yeah. I mean, shouldn't you help with that, though? You're the coach.
Yeah, I'm going to walk up to him. I'm going to tell him, hey, man, next time the ball hits you in the hands, catch it. That's going to be my coaching.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Anything you could recommend? I mean, your dad owned the team forever. You've been around it for all this time. Is there anything you might want to say that I could go deliver that message, Mark?
How about they tackle better? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw Derrick Henry. I mean, he had some big runs, and he gained 65 yards you know, off after first contact. You know what I mean? Like, can you teach these guys how to tackle?
You know what I'm going to do, Mark?
Yeah.
I'm going to go into the locker room, and I'm going to make it a real simple message. You want to know what it's going to be?
What's that?
Just win, baby.
Yeah, yeah. We've kind of always had that message around here. I don't know.
Oh, that was you guys?
It's not like revelatory. You're not like, that's not new.
My bad. I thought I just heard that somewhere. I didn't know it was yours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, it's kind of plastered all over the building. I don't know if you see that.
No, there it is. My bad. Didn't see it.
Yeah, your B.
Yep, in a big way.
Yeah.
God, Raiders. Terrible.
Coming up next, by the way, 5 o'clock, I want to dive into this Lakers thing because I feel like there's some juicy, juicy stuff with this Lakers thing. But before I got to get to that, I want to tease that we will. Cappy, you know what? When it comes to the Chargers,
yeah,
I'm going to tip my cap to you.
Oh. Oh. Can't wait to hear this.
Okay. I'm going to tip my cap to you. All right. I'm going to tip my cap to you. As the Raiders season is pretty much over, I'm going to tip my cap to you.
I like it. There you go.
You know, today is National Situation Awareness Day, which clearly wasn't the case with the Raiders yesterday, or the Chargers for that matter.
Yeah, remember after week one when I was trying to make this case that the Raiders, it's a good loss, meaning like if the Chargers are as good as predicted and the Raiders playing as poorly as they did and they still were in the game and they still had a chance to win, now I'm going to go back and take that all back and say terrible loss by the Raiders because the Chargers are nowhere near as good as people predicted they would be.
Well, that should be tomorrow's show because it's Take It Back Tuesday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tomorrow I will be taking back a lot of things.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Is Chris gone already?
Yeah, he bounced.
Yes, he dipped.
One segment is all he got?
Yeah. I mean,
and it wasn't even like a lot, you know, his usual energy. I mean, you know.
He said he was tired. He needed a nap.
Well, he sounded like it. He wasn't even like, he didn't give us the usual Chris fun and frivolity in that open. I got to be honest.
I feel like he doesn't sleep very much and he needs to like sleep or like take more weekends off or something.
Yeah.
I like the
why
fact
does he
got
to go to media day, by the way? What, like, what's the
he's
deal
working.
With that?
He's working.
Yeah, but what is he doing there? Like, what? Why does he need to be there?
He's working, you know?
We can't send someone else? Just be like, hey,
because he
liners?
Wants to be there, right? Oh. He probably wants to be there, I guess, right?
I don't know.
You know? Maybe he's hoping he could press the flush with LeBron.
Probably so. By the way, is it cooler to say that he dipped or that he bounced, or are they on the same par? Because I like the way you said that, Laura, but I also thought that the way I said bounced was cool, but I like dipped better. What do you guys
think? I mean, dipped is like more my... I mean, if I were picking, I use dipped more than bounced historically. Mm-hmm. I've used both in the past, you know, but.
I also, we're playing in words because, you know, we're playing the Diplo song by Christina Milian. So.
Right.
That's what I was
Diplo.
Say.
Christina Milian, who's 41 today. Is that true or no? Am I have that right?
No way.
Yeah.
Damn, she looks good.
She fine.
She is.
She's
Athena
fine.
Blood, man. I'm telling you.
Wait, who's she married to? Isn't she married to like an R&B singer or someone famous? I feel like she is.
I don't know if she is or isn't, but she's still fine.
She was dating
Nick
Cannon.
She's always been fine.
Who hasn't dated Nick Cannon?
I don't want to. That's nasty.
Yeah. All right, George, you said, and I'm waiting for this, so please feel free.
Her spouse, hold on.
Yeah.
I mean, at one time she was married to The Dream, right? I do know
that's
that.
Who
the
I
American
think I
Dream, Dusty Rhodes?
No, not that guy. No, now she's married to like a French guy who is probably, he's a singer. But but she was married to Dream before.
Dream, that's a great, great, great singer. Good songs.
Dream, huh?
Yeah, not the American Dream, Cappy.
Okay, Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream.
Yeah,
he sings
dream.
That song where he was like, shorty in the club, like, it's the only part I know because it's so awkward, but I love it. We'll have to play it today.
Yeah, need it, because based on that, I didn't really get it.
Guess how many followers on Instagram Christina Milian has, Cappy?
500.
500, like, period?
1,000. Who is she? Christina who?
You don't know who Christina Milian is?
Nope.
Well, she fine.
Oh, she fine,
fine
as
dog.
She fine as hell.
She is.
I don't know who she is.
She's a singer.
Yeah, I mean, like
actress,
I mean, just to put this in perspective. I mean, Friday night, I'm going to see Stevie Nicks, you know, down in Doheny She's State amazing. Beach at Ohana Fest. So that's my style, you know.
Yeah.
So who's this?
Google her.
What's her name?
Christina
Milian.
Emilian.
She also sang,
no, not Emilian. Christina. Pause. Milian.
Christina Meal.
We can work a day and night. She had a couple good songs.
Laura, how many do you think?
So you sounded surprised, so I'm going to go with high. Like 1.5 mil?
That doesn't sound like very many.
I think she probably has like 50 mil because she's fine.
No, not 50. No, 7.
7.1. Wow, I was way under.
Yeah. Anyway, happy birthday, Christina Milian. You still fine, girl. So anyway, Cappy, I'm going to tip my cap to you.
Okay, I'm waiting. Believe me, I'm waiting. This is a first on an Overreaction Monday. I can't wait to hear what this is about.
I don't know if it's a first. I've tipped my cap before.
Thank you.
But I will tip my cap in this. Mm-hmm. So now this has nothing to do with you first, but I will lead into it in a moment. So for years, I remember Laker fans were like, oh, Clipper curse, Clipper curse. I'm like, ah, Clipper curse, 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 schmurse, purse, whatever. And then I saw what happened in the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've seen what's happened recent after that. And I was like, all right, you got me. There's a Clipper curse. Now you said there was a Charger curse. Mm-hmm. And I was like, eventually that'll get broken. It ain't going to be this year, it looks like. Maybe I'll be wrong, but man, have they... I mean, I have never seen a team fall apart from an injury perspective the way they have fallen apart. Their second-year Pro Bowl left tackle, gone for the season. Their quarterback, hurt still. Did not look like himself at all yesterday. Their star cornerback who they signed, hurt. Best wide receiver, hurt. Arguably best defensive player, hurt in yesterday's game. I was like, geez, for the love of God, how many things can go wrong for this team?
Oh, it has. Oh, wait, just wait. Oh, you don't even understand. Oh, it's going to get worse. And listen, I'm not rooting for people to get hurt. It's just a pattern. And I've always said that the reason that guys get hurt playing for the Chargers and the reason guys have a hard time recovering and getting back on the field is because generally their ownership is so cheap so that they don't bring in the most modern of technologies to make sure that their guys are properly trained and therefore, you know, properly healed. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you just bring it all up. Listen, George, you're calling the game yesterday. I got to hear quite a bit of your broadcast.
Yeah, what'd you think?
I thought it was great. I enjoyed it. I listened to it on the radio.
I felt like it was my best broadcast. It's only my 14th football game, but I felt like it was the best game I'd done. I thought Beto was incredible.
I did not get to hear as much of Beto's work as I would have liked. But I will just say this. I also went back and I watched today when you put those clips out on Instagram and I watched and listened to them again. It was great. Look, here's the thing. The Chargers yesterday would have been smarter to have said, look, we think we can beat the Jacksonville Jaguars without our starting quarterback. And by the way, they would have been wrong because so many of us have a perception of who the Jaguars have been. That's not them anymore.
Yeah, they're good.
They went out and hired a real coach mm-hmm. who has real Super Bowl credentials, mm-hmm. and they've got an up-and-coming quarterback.
I mean, they have a quarterback that was the number one overall pick in the draft, you know?
That's right. And last year, people were not impressed, and this year, people are going, wait a second.
Yeah, now he's got a real coach. Yeah, right.
So, look, I'm not telling you that 100% of Chase Daniels was going to win that game yesterday for the Chargers, but it was pretty obvious very early on that Justin Herbert was not right. Can we agree on that?
No, he was definitely not right. He was sailing passes wide and high that I had at a level that I had never seen him do as a pro.
He looked terrible, and he looked terrible because he's hurt. So he doesn't practice much during the week, and they're trying to decide at game time whether or not he's going to play. And when you ask a 23 or a 24-year-old kid who's, you know, feels responsible to his teammates, that guy, if he can walk, if he can run, if he can throw, he's going to want to play.
I would agree with that. The coach saying at the – so when they were down 28 points in 4.5 minutes to go, okay, I'm coming out of the break, and I'm doing the game with Max Starks on ESPN Radio. And the first thing I say to him is, you know – Jags are winning in a blowout. My guess is we'll see Chase Daniels here. And he's like, yeah, that would make some sense. And all of a sudden, I look down. I see Herbert trotting out. I go, well, Justin Herbert is trotting out right now with the offense. I go, and I look at Max and I said, why would you do that if you were the Chargers? And he looks at me and he goes, I have no idea why they would do that.
Oh, I'll explain it to you. I'm happy to explain it.
Because you're right. The kid who only cares about football and feels like everything else in his life at the moment is an impediment to football, is going to want to be out there. I'm with you.
Of course. Of course. Listen, when Brandon Staley goes to the post-game press conference and the media is just going after him, going, but coach, this is your franchise quarterback. He was hurt coming into the game. Yeah. The game cannot be won when you're down 28 points with 4 minutes to go.
Correct. Coaching malpractice, in my opinion.
Why would you allow him to stay in there and absorb those hits? Yeah. And his answer is, because that's what he wanted to do.
Yeah, okay. But your job as a coach,
yes,
is to, at times, save these guys from themselves.
Protect the player
yeah.
from himself. No,
part
he wanted
of the
to be
job
out there.
Is that.
Yeah. Yeah, he wanted to be out there with his guys. Of course he did. We're not surprised by that. Of course he wanted to be out there with his guys. It's your job to say, hey, Justin, today's not our day. We need you to get healthy, and we got to get you out of the game. And you know what he said afterwards? This is going to be going on for a long time. Chances are this kid is going to be dealing with this injury the remainder of the season.
Right.
So it is on the coach to get the kid out of the game, but you know why he doesn't? Because he's about 12 years old, the coach. He's completely inexperienced. You talk about Nathaniel Hackett being in over his head. Brandon Staley was the defensive coordinator of the Rams for 1 year. They were the number one defense. We all understand the personnel that they have. And anybody who's on Sean McVay's staff becomes a head coach immediately. He's in way over his head, and he didn't have the guts, and he didn't have the cachet or the clout to say to his player, it's time to get you out of the game.
Okay. Now, I don't disagree with anything you're saying there, but to compare him to Nathaniel Hackett, and I've watched, much like you, I have watched a lot of football over my life, okay? Brandon Staley had his team one win away from the playoffs, and you could say that a lot of his aggressiveness, even though you were, you didn't love it, really is what got them some wins last year, because they were the third most efficient team, despite going for it almost as much as anyone on fourth down. That's a good sign of a good coach. But what he did yesterday, there's two sides to coaching, Cappy. There's the schematic stuff and the decision-making when it comes to like the schematics of football. And then there's the managing of egos. And I think that's where he's got a lot of growing up to do. It's less to me about the schematics with him. It's more about what you just mentioned.
Yeah, I mean, listen, if Andy Reid had Patrick Mahomes hurt like that, and the game was out of reach.
He's out.
Andy Reid says to
Chad Henne's in the game.
Right,
yes.
Get out. You're sitting down because we have to protect you.
Right.
Brandon Staley after the game saying he stayed in because he wanted to be out there with his guys.
No, that's not a good enough answer.
Well, let me ask you something. You think Joey Bosa wanted to be out there with his guys? He did, but his groin was hurt. You think Rashawn Slater, people say he's the best left tackle in all of football. You think he wanted to be out there with his guys? Of course he did, but he has a torn bicep.
Yeah.
So it's okay for those guys to get hurt and not be in the game, but a quarterback who was hurt going into the game and is probably only getting hurt worse the more he's playing and the more hits he absorbs, they don't have the courage to take the kid out of the game? That is just terrible coaching. Terrible.
Bleepery.
Total bleepery.
Yeah. How much of that did you use in the Cappy cast this morning?
How much of the discussion around this?
That rant you just had right there.
I'd say we probably spoke about it for about one segment or so.
Yeah, but how much of the actual rant did you like rip off on that, on your Cappy cast, that you just, did you repackage any of it here, or was that original to us?
Could have been repackaged.
Oh, you're
could have been repackaged.
You're a regifter. You really are. I should have known, because you said as much, that you're a regifter.
I am a regifter, and it's the same topic, and it's the same opinion. I mean, I didn't change my opinion.
Yeah, but you regifted it. You should have given it a little extra juice for us here.
Well, I may have given it extra juice for you.
Okay, I'm just asking. That's what I'm asking.
I mean, it just blows my mind how, for some reason, guys come to this team and they're always getting hurt.
It's insane. Like, I mean, this many people this quickly into the season is wild. We can touch on that a little more. I do want to get into the Rams. Hey, good things happened for the Rams, although there is one thing that I'm openly going to question when it comes to the Rams offense. We'll get to that in a second. But 710 ESPN is the only station giving you a chance to win $1 million. And it's not a national contest. Cappy and I could be handing you over that money. Make sure you're listening to the show closely, because today we'll ask you a trivia question related to the show. The first person to answer correctly will win two tickets to the Rams Cowboys on October 9th and a shot at $1 million. So listen every day for your chance to win on Million Dollar Mondays. We're back in 2 minutes. Oh. Today in 1964, The number one hit was Roy Orbison, Pretty Woman. Back to Shidano and Cat.
Shidano.
It's a good song, though.
Hey, George, we were talking about the Charger game yesterday.
We were.
And on Friday, we were talking about what you were going to do with your kids because you had your in-laws taking care of them.
I took them with me. Yeah.
I know. That was so cute. So what'd you do?
So we were doing at SoFi Stadium, the us, ESPN, and Westwood One are the two national NFL broadcasts, right? So they give us a suite.
Yeah.
Which I remember now because when I did the national radio call for the LA Jimmy Kimmel Bowl, Oregon State and Utah State, speaking of Oregon State, we'll get to them later with USC in the 5 o'clock hour. But the I remember doing it from that same suite. And so the producer called me and said, dude, we got like 20 tickets to the suite. Like, do you need any tickets? And I said, well, my in-laws are here with the kids. Like in the suite, I feel comfortable with them being there, like being able to manage all that. And I can bring them with me. And he's like, yeah, have it. And he's like, there's plenty more. So I asked one of my neighbors, a Charger fan, so he brought his kids, and friends of ours, you know, and, him and his wife and the kids came. So, yeah. So I brought the kids to work basically.
I love it.
The Chargers were kind enough to give us tickets to this week.
Well, they would do anything to, increase the number of people that walk through the gates. Cause I'll tell you what, at one point during that game, and you and I talked about this on Friday, the Jaguar fans were not exactly going to come fill the seats. And the question was, would there be enough Charger fans? So from your perspective, I'm curious, before we get to the Rams, what did you see? Like, because it looked empty on TV early. It definitely looked like it filled up later on.
Yeah, what'd it did fill up later. I would say, I don't know, man. I wasn't paying that much attention to the stands. Plus, I can't see a whole side of the stadium because right. I'm
yep.
on it.
Mm-hmm.
The side I could see looked like 70% full, I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, and I saw a lot of people on Twitter saying, hey, guys, thanks for telling me the tickets were only $10. I decided to go check it out because when was I ever going to get into SoFi Stadium for as cheap as $10 for an NFL football game? So we did them a favor also.
Yeah, we did. We did. We promoted that the game was cheap on the yeah. secondary market. But yeah, it was so the kids had a blast. It was a little too loud at times for Mateo. But the cool thing was, since we were in the booth was in a suite, he could just kind of go chill in the back, like on a couch or something, and like watch it on TV. And then he'd come back and forth and whatever. But my daughter loved it. The funniest thing, though, my daughter made a sign. She likes to draw. She made a sign, let's go Chargers. And it was kind of she didn't do too bad. Like, it looks like the Charger logo.
Mm-hmm.
And Beto just texted me, said the top decks were full.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Because that's where the seats were less expensive, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you would understand this, Cappy. When you're doing a game from radio, you're not at the 50-yard line. Like,
nope.
We were probably at, like, I don't know, like the 15 or the 20. So when they're getting to the far side of the field, I grab my binoculars to just kind of make sure I can see everything. I got these wide-angle lens binoculars. And the kids were in the radio booth, or this suite, has two rows of seats. And the second row on the left side was our radio setup. So there were still seats below us. So all of a sudden, I'm looking at the far side of the field, and all of a sudden, I see a white piece of paper in front of me as I'm trying to see the play, and it's my daughter's sign, to which I immediately rip off the binoculars and start looking at the monitor in front of me, the TV screen, and call the play, and then have to try to flag her down and be like, hey, lower the sign. I can't see. Trying to call a game here.
That's great. Yeah. That's fun, man. I'm just glad you took the kids with you to the game. It's really awesome. And because I remember on Friday when we were talking about it, you're like, I don't know what I'm going to do, and I don't know if I should. But if you got that much space in a broadcast booth, hell yeah, man. Take those kids. Let them enjoy that. And then not only to be at an NFL football game, but to have your dad calling the game on national radio. Dude, that's dope AF.
Yeah, I don't think they had any idea. Well, like, my oldest, she gets it now. But, like, he has no idea. I just was like, I just made sure to tell him, hey, when you're in that booth or in that suite, you sit in your seats. You can roam around the suite in the back, but you got to leave me alone. Like, you can't just, like, come and grab me in the middle of, like, when you're hanging out.
Yeah.
And they didn't. They did not. They only came at the end. Mateo came, and he's like, Daddy, one more minute? And I'm like, yeah, one more minute. We're done. Because we had to do the post-game wrap-up thing, but that was it.
Well, I'd love to hear stories, though, about, like, I love that you brought your kids to work with you. Later on today, I'm going to tell you a story about my football weekend, which was started with a very low on Friday night, which didn't have anything really to do with football, just a lot about parenting. And then Saturday, one of the all-time, in fact, maybe the greatest moment of my parenting life happened on Saturday. And sports football related. So I know a lot of people saw what I'm talking about on social media, but I'll talk about it a little bit later on. Because
the millions.
Millions of people on social media saw it. And that's only because I put it on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. I even went to TikTok with this thing, man.
Yeah, I love it. There you go. Yeah. And we'll get to that in 1 second. And we'll also get to the Lakers in the 5 o'clock hour and the USC Trojans and that game. Because you and I were on to something on that, but we'll get more to that later.
Well, you were more onto it than I was. That's for damn sure.
Let me ask you about the Rams. Look, Rams win defense. By the way, the defense saved them at the end last week. I know it wasn't the last play as we discussed, but they did save them. And this week, the defense absolutely saved them. I don't think there's any question about that. So it looks like Raheem Morris's side of the ball is working itself out. So that's good news. They're trending in the right direction. Still didn't feel great about Matthew Stafford. I don't know about you, but here's the thing. I'm like, yo, you just spent a bleep ton of money on Allen Robinson.
I am so glad you're bringing him up right away. Keep
two
going.
Of the first three. You know, he's had one big game, which was game two, but game one and game three, under 25 yards. Like, how does that happen?
Well, I'm going to tell you this, and none of us talked about it, and it's on me, and I say on me, on us, whoever we want to blame it on. You know one thing that we did not look at that we should have been looking at is when the Rams decided to move on from Robert Woods. If you were watching the Raider game yesterday, Robert Woods now plays for the Titans. He had four catches for 85 yards.
Yeah, he did pretty good. Yep.
But the thing about Robert Woods was, if you've been following the Rams since they moved back to L.A., he was a heart and soul player.
Yeah, he was a guy, it didn't matter if he only had, you know, four or five targets. Like, you know, he would do whatever it took, a reverse or whatever. He'd find a way to get involved in the game.
Allen Robinson was a good player on a bad Chicago Bears team.
Yeah.
You replaced Robert Woods with
And he was
Allen
also
Robinson.
A good player on a bad Jacksonville team prior to that.
Yeah, so, like, I think that we have underestimated. We talk about Andrew Whitworth not being with the team, Von Miller not being with the team. We talk about guys that are not back on this team. Mm-hmm. I think that right now, Odell Beckham, I realize he's not healthy. Yeah. But, man, he added a different dimension to this offense. Mm-hmm. And Robert Woods is a guy that I think many of us, this kind of slipped under the radar, what he meant to this team. Mm-hmm. And Allen Robinson has not come in and picked up the slack, if you will. And by the way, that goes for Van Jefferson, too. Like, he has been out also, and I think he's a guy that this offense misses.
Yes, agreed.
So,
but why don't you get the guy you just paid a lot of money to involved? Like, he's good.
You know what? I'm not here to tell you he's not good, but he's not those other guys. And team chemistry, you and I kind of go back and forth on this. I'm a chemistry guy. And Robert Woods was part of the chemistry
of this
team.
Well, wait a second. You're a chemistry guy, and you were poo-pooing Odell Beckham and Von Miller last year. How'd that work out?
It worked out great. And now that those two guys aren't there, it's not working out as great.
And now you're using them as examples.
Absolutely. 100%. Like, I was very, very cautious about Odell Beckham last year. And now that I see this team without his swag, they miss him big time. Allen Robinson's a nice player, but he's not flashy, swaggy, confident. He's just kind of a guy.
Oh, I don't think he's just a guy, Cap. A guy?
I mean, he's not like special.
I mean, a guy is Skoranek or whatever the hell that guy's name is.
That guy Skoranek had four catches for 66 yards.
But that guy's a guy. Like, you can
Allen
find
Robinson
a,
two
a Ben
for
Skoranek.
23
is his name Ben? Do I have that right? Is it Ben?
Yeah, that's his name.
Listen, I don't think Allen Robinson, and listen, he may prove me wrong, I just don't think he's, like, overly special. I think he's solid.
No, solid. I think he's more than solid.
Is he special?
Solid is like calling a quarterback a game manager.
I think that's what he is. He's solid.
So he would be, like, the equivalent of a game manager? Like, who's the quarterback equivalent then?
Kirk Cousins?
Oh, Derek Carr, yeah.
All I'm saying is that this offense right now, something's not right.
But, dude, he's 6'2", 220. Like, that guy is a guy that can just post people up. Go throw the ball up to him.
Well, George, listen, we'll see how the season plays out through the first three games.
I understand you got to throw, you know, a million passes to Cooper Kupp because you trust him and he's great and, you know, he runs great routes. But this dude is a big, imposing dude. go throw one up and let him basically body someone out of the way and go get it.
Again, three games into the season, not overly impressed, and thinking to myself that giving up on a guy like Robert Woods.
But how much of that is on Stafford is my point.
I don't know if you want to put a certain percentage on Stafford versus wanting to put a certain percentage
on McVay. I think it's more on Stafford, personally, at the moment. Like, go get that guy involved, man. You're the one with the ball.
Stafford yesterday, when you talk about efficiency, 18 of 25, so only 7 incompletions, 0 interceptions. That's nice to see.
Yeah.
But no touchdown passes.
Right.
You know, and Cooper Kupp, for a guy that usually catches double-digit passes, 4 catches yesterday for 44 yards.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought they were okay on offense. Not good.
No.
They were just okay.
And listen, Arizona the week before, the win that they had against the Raiders, boy, it really looked good because you're making a huge comeback, but now we know how bad the Raiders are.
Sí, son malos.
So, I mean, it's good to get wins on the road in the division, but I'm just, through three games,
yeah,
Rams are just not real impressive.
Yeah, they're just okay at the moment. And, you know, now, again, it's September. They don't need to be good in September. They need to be good in, like, November and December. All right. Are the Lakers going to be good? Lots of chatter at Media Day, including Russell Westbrook with a revelation, all coming up in a minute.